My declaration for Mr. Terence Hales T, like Tom, E-R-R-A-N-C-E-H-A-L-E-S. Terence Hales, date of birth, service is 9-6-2025. Date of accident is 5-28-2025. Date of birth, 9-27-1989. Mr. Terence Hales is a gentleman who was involved in a rear-ending accident on 5-28-2025 as a resident driver. This caused him symptoms of severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with some shooting pain to the both groins, and he affecting his ADL and sleep and walking. The neck pain was 10, lower back pain was 10. Subsequent MRI that were done, obtained, were found positive for injuries in the area. The MRI for cervical spine showed C5-6 posterior disc herniation indenting both the C6 nerve root. And disc herniation of C6 and 7 compressing left C7 nerve root. Lumbar MRI showed L4, L5, L5 Esmond disc involvement with the pressure on both L4 and L5 nerve root. Patient was advised 3 to 4 LESI injection and 1 or 2 injection for cervical spine, which he agreed. There is also a presence of facetal ligamentous hypertrophy at L3-4, L4-5 area that will be addressed to subsequently. He also has a positive pain in the area of the SI joint. Mildly on the left side, that was not present in the beginning. We will address that at a later date if it turns out that he has more pain in the SI joint. One or two injections could be provided. Currently, the pain level is around 8 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. Body person relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for subsequent system review, additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and the compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure 136 over 90, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the examination will remain the same from previous visit of 8-25-2025, dictation number 0904-043. The plan is to continue the pain medication, which is Norco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. The patient will be again seen in 15 days. His physical therapy continues at 3 times per week to the neck, mid-back, lower back with traction, massage, and echotherapy. He remains disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation that has been ordered for him. His meds were reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. Patient has been found to be in compliance. He's also going to undergo for a procedure today for lumbar epidural steroid injection that will be done. The patient has signed a consent. Thank you.